With SR News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A gunman who rammed a Michigan synagogue is dead.
A man armed with a rifle rammed a vehicle into a major synagogue in the Detroit suburbs, then was fatally shot by security.
Nobody at the moment has been confirmed to be hurt.
Oakland County Sheriff Mike Bouchard.
Is there any security at this temple, as you mentioned?
Yes, it was. Okay. And they engaged the threat.
Early on, smoke could be seen billowing from the scene at Temple Israel in West Bloomfield Township. It's one of the largest synagogues in the U.S. Authorities say the attacker drove through a set of doors and into a hallway. Then the vehicle caught fire. Deputies were able to clear the building, and parents sprinted to get their children from an early childhood learning center inside. I'm Jennifer King.
Another attack in the U.S. today took place at Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. Two people, including the gunman, are dead and two others are injured. The suspect, identified by authorities as Mohammed Baylor Jello, had pleaded guilty in 2016 in attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. The United Nations Security Council is demanding a halt to Iran's targeting of neighboring Gulf states that threaten global oil supplies.
The war is not just dealing a blow to the oil and gas industry by shutting down the Strait of Hormuz, but also shutting down the few ports in the Middle East from where oil is exported. And the Iranians really seem to be digging in order to create a prolonged economic shock. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard has now said that international Western financial institutions are also legitimate targets because they say that one of their banks has been hit.
The BBC's Barbara Platt Usher reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 739 points, the NASDAQ dropped 404, the S&P 500 lower by 103, oil up to $96.58 a barrel. This is SRN News. Canada moves to expand assisted suicide.
The government has set up a committee to consider allowing people who are mentally ill to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Critics say the panel is made up largely of suicide supporters and will likely advise the government to go ahead with the proposed expansion, which is already set to take place in 2027 if no action is taken to prevent it. Under current Canadian law, only people with terminal physical ailments can apply for assisted suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
The communist government in Beijing persecutes Christians within its borders, but it doesn't stop there. Now the Congressional Executive Committee on China is urging Congress and the President to do something about China's campaigns against Chinese Christians living here in the U.S. The committee says China uses verbal and online harassment to silence believers in this country and sometimes even resorts to physical intimidation by communist agents. This is SRN News. President Trump says he doesn't think it would be appropriate for the Iranian soccer team to attend this year's World Cup. Bob Agnew reports.
The president on Thursday cited the life and safety of Iranian athletes as reasons why the team's members should not attend. The U.S. will be hosting the World Cup alongside Mexico and Canada. Earlier this week, the president had reassured the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino, that Iranian players and coaches would be welcome despite the war. Iranian leaders say it is not possible for their country to take part in the World Cup. Bob Agnew reporting.
NASA has cleared its moon rocket for an April launch with four astronauts after completing the latest rounds of repairs. Mission managers made the call Thursday at Florida's Kennedy Space Center. Space launch rocket will roll out of the hangar and back to the pad. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.